This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Federal Communications Commission is considering a rule change for licenses normally reserved for education and public broadcasting. As Emily Schwing reports, Washington's Confederated Tribes of Colville are calling on the agency to prioritize reservations for improved communication.
They're known as EBS, or Education Broadband Spectrum Licenses. And they've been reserved for education and public broadcasting since the 1960s. In the 1980s, the FCC allowed licensees to lease out their spectrum. This spring, the agency proposed a rule change that could expand license eligibility to tribes. Rodney Costin is the Colville Tribe's chairman.
It is a safety and health aspect on our reservation, you know, because we have so many needs and unmet needs because all of our communities are rural.
Connectivity on Washington's largest reservation is pretty spotty.
You know, we're getting a lot more visitation, especially, you know, in Lake Roosevelt, Banks Lake, and other places that, are highly visited for recreational purposes or for fishing or camping.
And with that comes an increased need for things like emergency response and wildfire management. The FCC is considering a number of options, including auctioning the licenses. Costin says many tribes don't have the financial resources to outbid large telecommunication companies that might buy them. A public comment period closes in early September. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.
Final payments are being made in Keepsiegel versus Vilsack, closing the case, attorneys announced Monday. The class action lawsuit was filed in 1999 for Native farmers and ranchers. A $760 million settlement was reached in 2011, but payments issued in the initial rounds of claims in 2012 left about $380 million unclaimed. Remaining legal hurdles have been cleared over the distribution of the remaining funds. Awards will now go to benefit nonprofit organizations serving Native American farmers and ranchers, and millions will go into the Native American Agriculture Fund, a trust created as part of the modified settlement. The decades-long battle resolves claims that the U.S. Department of Agriculture systematically discriminated against Native American farmers and ranchers. This week, the Quapaw Tribe of Oklahoma will officially become the Quapaw Nation. The Miami News Record reports tribal members voted in favor of the name change in July. Citizens also voted on leader of the tribe. The incumbent, John Barry, will keep the chairman position. The tribe has more than 1,300 registered voters. More than 800 participated in the election. Los Angeles City Council member Mitch O'Farrell and the L.A. City County Native American Indian Commission announced Monday plans for the first official celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day in both the city and county. Day-long events will be held in downtown L.A. on Monday, October 8th. A sunrise ceremony, powwow speakers, and other activities are being planned. The councilman introduced a motion in 2015 to establish the day. After a number of hearings with the Native American and Italian American communities, the city council voted in 2017 to establish Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday in October. Cities across the U.S. have moved to replace the federal Columbus Day holiday with Indigenous Peoples Day. Navajo Code Talkers being honored with a tribal holiday. Celebrations Tuesday in Window Rock, Arizona include a parade, wreath-laying ceremony, a 21-gun salute, and guest speakers. Navajo Code Talkers, an elite group of Marines, used a code developed in the Navajo language to aid the U.S. in World War II. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.